My name is Wei Zeng, and I'm from Brockes University, and I'm going to talk about Just Right, experiment-based management of virtualized data centers. And this is a joint work with my advisor, Ricardo Bianchini, and Yoshio Renato John from HP NAPS. So the motivation behind this work is that managing data center is a challenging task. Various tasks such as resource allocation, evaluation of software, hardware upgrades, or capacity planning, all of involves the negative proper value for some configuration parameters. And such a decision usually affects the performance, availability, and energy. So it will be good to predict what the system behavior is if you make any changes to it. And the current approach usually use modeling for these tasks. Modeling have some advantages, such as it gives insights into the system behavior, help you understand the system more, and it can be solved quickly so it can explore a large parameter space efficiently. But modeling have some important drawbacks. First of all, it's need the human to build the model, which is a very expensive resource. And as the system evolves, it needs to be recalibrated and revalidated. So what we propose is to run a real experiments, a better approach for this kind of management tasks. Comparing to modeling, it consumes a cheaper resource. Just use the machine to run experiments. It's need time and energy. And it also can predict what the system behavior is with high fidelity. To support this claim, we build an infrastructure named Just Right for experiment-based management of virtualized data centers. And the management system or the administrator can use Just Right to perform various management tasks. For example, it can be used for resource management or evaluate hardware software upgrades, or select the best value for software tunables, or evaluate or validate the correctness of administrator actions. So the way management system can use Just Right in such a way to ask what if questions. For example, it can ask what would be the response time if I increase the CPU allocation from 50% to 70%, or you can ask what would be the throughput if you change the number of threads of Apache. So such this. And in the rest of the talk, I'm going to talk about Just Right design and implementation, and then talk about evaluate. And then I demonstrate two automated management systems based on Just Right. And then I talk about related work and then draw a conclusion. So the target environment of this work is virtualized data centers. What we mean is that this kind of virtualized data centers host multiple independent inter-layer services. And each of these services comprise multi-tiers, such as a typical three-tier inter-layer services composed by a web tier, an application tier, and a database tier. And each service will have a strict negotiated service-level agreement, and it's usually been specified by mean response time. All of these services will be hosted in virtual machine for performance of the fault isolation, easy migration, and management. So here is a typical data center deployed with Just Right. And the left graph above the horizon line is the online system. So each of the boxes is a virtual machine. And if the two boxes are together, it means collocating on a physical machine. And the letter here, W, means web server, A means application server, and D means database server. And the number means the index of the inter-layer services. And if you want to study any changes to the system and to observe how the system behavior, so the first step is that to create this sandbox environment, and then you clone the virtual machine you want to study the changes. Such as, for example, here, you can clone the W2 to the sandbox and then apply the configuration change. And the Just Right will duplicate the live workload to sandbox. So even we draw three physical machines in this sandbox environment, actually Just Right poses an interesting trade-off between the number of physical machines dedicated for experiments and the time you'd want to run experiments. For example, if you want to study what's the resource allocation for service 2, you probably want to study what's the resource allocation for W2, A2, and D2. In that case, you can run this experiment sequentially with one physical machine, or you can run those experiments concurrently with three physical machines. And the last property with Just Right is that it will not affect the online system and do not require duplicate the entire services. And usually, it's only required to duplicate one virtual machine. And it's almost the service independent, as I will get into detail of that later on. And then I talk about Just Right, the architecture. So the manager entity can ask a what-if question to Just Right. So we design interfaces. The manager entity can specify the parameter it's interested in and the range of the parameters. And since running experiments may take a long time, so it can specify some heuristics to decrease the number of experiments. And if the management entity don't want to wait, so he can specify a time limit, say how long I want to run those experiments. And this information will pass to the driver of Just Right, which will decide the sequence of experiments to run. And once the sequence is decided, each of the experiments, it will pass a configuration parameter value to the experiment to experiment with. And the experiment will run the real experiments in the sandbox environment. Then it will assess the experiment results. The experiment results can be performance results, availability, or energy results. And keep doing until all of the experiments are run or the time limits are reached. So in that case, it produces results as a matrix. And the coordinates of this matrix is the parameter value. And the value in this metric is the experiment results. So as we can see here, if there's a cross there, that means we already run these experiments, and these results are get from the experiment. And if it's empty, that means we don't have enough time to finish this experiment. And then this matrix will pass to the interpolator. The interpolator will, based on these real experiment results, it will interpolate those results we don't have time to run, and then pass to the management entity. The management entity then make management decisions based on these results and then take actions to the data center. And if the management entity use any of these interpolated results, then it will pass it back to the checker of Just Right. The checker will verify those interpolated results in the background. And if the experiment results and interpolated results difference is larger than a threshold, then the checker will flag to the management to say, you probably needs to remake the decisions. And then I talk about in detail of the components of Just Right. The first I talk about experimenter. So the goal of experimenter is to run experiments in the sandbox. So the first step is trying to clone the production system to a sandbox. So we do the film cloning by extending ZenLife migration to resume both of the virtual machine. And then the storage cloning are being done by LVM copy and write. And since this will have exactly the same memory image and persistent storage, so it will introduce the network conflicts. What we did is that we actually do the network translation at the domain zero. So from the outside of the sandbox, it will have see a unique network identity. And the second step, you apply the configuration changes. It can be like you can change the CPU allocation of this VM or frequency of the CPU, or application level configuration parameters. And then the third step is trying to duplicate the live workload from the online system to the sandbox. We do so by insert proxies before and after the tier. And all of the proxies will pass through these proxies. And the proxy will buffer this request and replies. So, and later on, it will emulate the timing and the function behavior of the preceding and following tiers. So from the view of the sandbox, the in-proxy behavior as the virtualized tiers before this tier, and the out-proxy behavior as the tiers after this this VM. And then the in-proxy will access what the performance is, and the energy results can be connected also. And then I talk about the driver. The goal of the driver is to fill the results metric within a time limit. So in this example, we are interested in CPU frequency and CPU allocation. So what we do is that we try experiments with the caller first, and then recursively doing the middle points. And we also propose two heuristics based on two observations. So the first observation is that if you keep adding resources to one service, the performance gains will keep decreasing. So at some point, by adding more resources, you will not get any performance gain. So it's safe to cancel experiments if the gain for resource addition falls below a threshold. And the second observation is that if you add the same resources to different tiers of a service, the performance gain will be different. So it will be good always trying those experiments which produce the largest gain first. So it will be safe to cancel experiments for tiers which will not produce the largest gain. So in that way, we can cancel some experiments. And then I talk about the checker and the interpolator. So we just use linear interpolation for simplicity. Of course, you can use more advanced interpolation algorithms, such as machine learning. And the checker is quite simple, just to verify the interpolated results by invoke the experiment to run experiments in the background. So it's quite simple for these two components. And the building just running the infrastructure also need human efforts. And the most time-consuming part is proxy implementation. And currently, we implement the in-proxy, out-proxy for web and application tiers. And currently, it's understand HTTP, Model.jk, and MySQL protocols. We developed this from open source proxy daemon, and each of these proxy involve 800 to 1500 C code. And the cost of implementing the VM cloning is quite simple. It's only involve 42 lines of Python code and 244 lines in C. So from all our own experiences, this engineering cost of just running is pretty much equal to building a model for internet services. But the engineering cost of just running can be easily amortized for any services based on the same protocol. For example, we initially built just running for Rubis, which is an internet services modeled after eBay.com. And later on, we port just running to TBCW, which only cost us one day to do so. So it's very easy to be amortized. And then I talk about the evaluation of just right, and then the two case studies. And the experiment environment is 15 HP Presenium C-class blades. Each of them is 8 gig in memory and 2 Xeon dual-core CPU. It's connected with Gigabit's network. And we studied two types of internet services. The first one is Rubis. It's an online auction service model of eBay.com. And the second is TBCW. It's an online bookstore model of the Amazon.com. And for space and time limits, all of the results present here is for Rubis, and this, we observe the same results for TBCW. And the virtualization environment is provided by Xen 3.3 and with Linux kernel 2.6.18. And since just trying to rely on the VMware provide performance isolation, and since Xen used domain 0 to processing the IO request for guest domain, so we pin domain 0 to separate call for performance isolation purposes. And the first question we answer is that what's the overhead of for online services if you deploy just right? So we set up a three-tier internet services with one node per tier, and we consider three scenarios. The first one is we call it plain, which means it's online service itself. And the second we call it proxy installed, which means all of the proxy we implemented was inset to the online services, but it's only relaying the online traffic without duplication request to the sandbox. And the third one is just right, which is relaying the traffic and also duplicating the traffic to sandbox run experiments. And in this graph, the x-axis is the off the workload. And since the system itself saturated at 1900, so we don't experiment higher workload. And the y-axis is the response time. As we can see in this graph, across different workloads, the overhead is pretty low. The maximum we observe is 5 milliseconds. And there's low effects on throughput. The graph is in the paper, so we don't present here. And even though the overhead is quite small, in the real deployment, it will be even smaller. The reason is that for real deployment, they usually use multiple loads for per tier for higher availability or fault toleration. And only a fraction of the requests will pass through this overhead. So it will be even smaller in real deployment. And the second question we're trying to answer is, what's the fidelity of the sandbox execution? Apparently, if the sandbox can't really predict what will be going on for the online system, the tool will be useless. So in this experiment, we're varying the CPU allocation for the application server from 25 to 100% of a core. and for both online services and the sandboxes, and want to observe if the throughput and the response time reported for online and sandboxes is the same. So in these four lines, it's live response time, sandbox response time, live throughput, and sandbox throughput. So as we can see, for the throughput results, they pretty much exact the same. And for the sandboxes, it's pretty close, and the maximum difference is within 10% range. So, and we observe the same for high workload. And then I showed that how an automated management system can use Just Run to perform management tasks. So here's the relationship between the management entity, Just Run, and the data center. So the management entity can keep monitoring the data center. If there's anything going wrong or if there's a chance for consolidation, then it can ask a what if question to Just Run to say, what if I decrease the CPU allocation? And then Just Run will run those experiments in a sandbox environment, and then reply back to the management entity. Then based on the results of Just Run, it can perform management actions. So the first the case study we do is the resource management. The goal is trying to consolidate the hosted services onto small sets of loads while satisfying all of the SLAs. And this task is a very common practice in data centers to conserve energy. And the management to keep monitoring the response time. And if the response time SLA is violated or the SLA is met by a large margin, then it will invoke Just Run to run the experiments and then use this performance resource metric produced by Just Run to determine what the resource needs. And then it will perform bin packing to minimize the number of physical machines and the number of VM migration. And to study this, we populate four services on 9 blades, and each of the virtual machines allocated 50% of the CPU, and we specify the SLA is 50 milliseconds. And during the experiments, we increase the workload to one of the services to force it to violate the SLA and to observe how the management system behaves. So here's the results for Just Run, and the other one is for perfect modeling. We mimic perfect modeling by connecting the experimental results offline, and then if the management entity wants to understand what's the relationship, then you just refer to this table. So it's behave as a perfect modeling. And in the up graph, the x-axis is the time minutes, and each of the points in this graph is mean response time in this minutes. And the y-axis is the response time, and each of the line is response time for different services. As we can see that during the first two minutes, the system runs normal, and the response time is hovering around 40 milliseconds. And then in the third minutes, which will increase the workload for service zero, and the mean response time is violating the SLA. And then the management entity will invoke Just Run to run the experiments with different CPU allocations. And here we configure it to run 3 experiments within 3 minutes. So here, this 3 minutes is actually running the experiments. And later on, it'll figure out what the CPU needs to bring the system back to normal. And then it will do in bin packing and migration the VM, and then at 8 minutes, the system back to normal. And the belowing graph is for perfect modeling. And then in the first 2 minutes, the system is in normal state. And in the third minutes, it started violating the SLA the same. And in the next minutes, it's starting observing the workload and to solving the model. And then it will make the same decision and then start doing bin packing and migrating. And then in the 6 minutes, the system back to normal. So comparing these two results, the perfect modeling can beat Just Run results by 2 minutes. But take the complexity to build a such perfect modeling, this 2 minutes overhead is what we're willing to pay. And the second case study is trying to evaluate if a hardware upgrade will allow further consolidation and will lower overall power consumption for data center. And since this kind of task is not time strict, So Just Run can use one instance of new hardware in Sandbox to determine what's the resource needs. And again, this management algorithm will use bin packing to determine what's the number of physical machines to accommodate production workload with this new hardware. And initially, we signed the server with 90% of one CPU core with the old hardware. We emulate this old hardware by using low frequency mode, which is 2 gigahertz. And then we use the new machine. It's emulated by high frequency model, which is 3 gigahertz. And then we run the experiments. And we figure out it's only required 72% of one core. And this would allow further consolidation in a large system. There has been a lot of work on management data centers. In this work, we have argued a lot about modeling. And the feedback control cannot always apply to management tasks. For example, it can't apply to this hardware upgrade management example. And the machine learning for management data center, it can be used to advance the interpolator. And there's work doing by scaling down data center emulation. And it requires a lot more resources to figure out what will be going on for the system. And the sandbox duplication for management data centers. And this functionality already been built in Just Right. So we could easily extend Just Right to do this kind of work. And there's also work have been doing to how to run experiment quickly or select the order of experiments to run. And this tool can be incorporated in Just Run as an advanced driver. And then to draw the conclusion, Just Run infrastructure can combine well with automated management system, as we showed here with two case studies, and can answer what if questions realistically and transparently, and can support a variety of management tasks. And the future direction we want to do is that the tier in action, because Just Run now limits all of the effects in one tier. So sometimes you probably want to study how the tiers will interact. And since now Just Run played live workload, we also want to play different workload mixes by replay the buffered request a different mix. And finally, we want to build a proxy for database server. And thank you, and I'm happy to take questions.
It's Wenji from Fermilab. I just a question, because for an application or service, there are many parameters to tune for the optimum performance. Mm-hmm. So if you just run it and explore all the combination possibility or what?
In this work, we just try all of the compilation and then start with the caller. But in our previous work, we actually proposed some heuristic trying to how to explore these large parameter spaces. Yeah, so that's our previous work, and it can be incorporated here as an advanced driver to decide which sequence to run experiments.
Okay, thank you.
In the paper you and up on the screen, you showed the comparison of the sandbox simulation and the actual online measurements, and you know they're roughly comparable, but they seem to be comparable in terms of that one metric. Is the shape of the response times, the distributions, all similarly comparable, or do they exhibit different kinds of high and low frequency patterns in them?
Oh, you mean lower granularity?
No, I mean in terms of response time, you know, even if the average is roughly comparable, do they have the same sort of spectrum?
We didn't really look at in that way. I can't really say, but it should be close. But we don't have data on that. We have data on that, but I don't remember. We don't observe. We just calculate the mean.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty cool infrastructure, and I'm wondering if you thought about what else you can use it for beyond just looking at how performance is changing. Could you do things like comparing different application configurations and things like that?
That's the common management tasks we come up in mind, but as long as if you change the system in a way that can be applied in the sandbox, you can study what's the effects to be.
And then, so you might be able to...
Such as you can validate if you change, if you plan to change to a system such as upgrade the software to see if it break the system, you can do that to validate if your action is valid or not.
So you could look at both like the performance and the correctness maybe of your different versions. Great.
So virtualized systems these days, they offer a lot of controls, right? It's you know, you can control CPU allocation, you can control memory allocation, I/O for storage, network I/O. And for each of these, you can have reservations and then proportional share scheduling on top of your reservation. So it just seems to me that the search space, even though you're simplifying it, is still pretty large. How practical is this system in reality?
In this work, we are trying to do the CPU. So in that case, if you say if you have memory, CPU, and I/O, you probably want to run experiments with those are a bottleneck. In our case, it's the CPU. So if your memory is your bottleneck, then you probably run those first. But as I said, to solve this large parameter spaces problem, you probably want some more advanced algorithm in the driver to guide how to run those experiments.
I'm just wondering, that, I mean, if the parameter space gets that large, and especially in the case where your SLA is already being violated, right? Because that was one of the examples that you had given. It seems like latency is interesting. So what's the comparison of this to actually not sandboxing, but taking some greedy approach? Would you consider comparing against that to alleviate the current SLA?
Which approach comparing against?
I'm just saying that if the SLA is currently being violated, right, and then you have this large parameter search space that you're going to do a whole bunch of experiments on.
Yes.
So that's one technique that you've got, which seems very interesting. The other techniques that are in use these days is, well, tweak something. Give the guy more CPU while he's running to at least get him out of the corner case that he's in. It seems like that's the comparison maybe that we should be making.
Yes, that kind of, you're talking about like feedback control to control the resources. But here, I think the resource allocation is just one example, such as for application level configuration parameters, this kind of... feedback control will not apply, and also for the software upgrades or hardware upgrades. So in this specific example of resource allocation, then you can do what they're talking about. And we're actually comparing with the perfect modeling approach.
Would you mind going back to the slide where you have the systems under test and the two proxies?
Which one?
Keep going back. I think you had a slide where you had two proxies, left and right, and then
the two.
Yes, thank you. So you're assuming that the red box will behave exactly like the green box during the test, correct?
No, we don't expect it to behave exactly the same because you make some changes to the system. So.
Right. So, but I mean, it still has to make sense to the clients, to the ultimate clients all the way on the left. And the ultimate servers all the way on the right. What I mean by this is a very simple example. If you had Diffie-Hellman going on between these two guys, there would be a problem, right? I mean, the red box would not be able to put itself in the middle of that conversation, right?
I don't think I got your question.
Let's take a very concrete example. If you did SSL between something all the way on the right into the tier N VM in green, and then SSL out through the out proxy to a server all the way out, the red box would be out of luck, right? It would not be able to play in that space, right?
So is your question is that if there's an SL from the green box to the out proxy?
Yeah, if you have a secure channel, SSL, the Diffie-Hellman, whatever construct you've got, right?
The sandbox, the red box, will also do the same.
Right, but it's not going to be possible because one of the key properties is that the green box is going to pull out a random number, and the red box is not going to be able to do that again, right? I mean, unless you have some magic happening between the two, you're not going to be able to maintain. Does that make any sense?
I think it can still talk to the outbox because we designed outbox in a way that it understanding the protocol between this sandbox VM to the outproxy, so it's emulating what's going on for the next tier. Probably we can take it offline too.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.